My name is Scott Mazur. I'm the president of Leon Classroom Teachers Association, the instructional bargaining unit agent for Leon County. Some of the most important things that are in the contract tentative agreement are the salary increase, which is a market adjustment as well as a performance pay that goes into that. It'll equate to about $1,650 for those that were rated highly effective last year, and $1,625 for those rated effective last year, and even include our first-year teachers with the $1,500 market adjustment. Additionally, it includes what we call kind of a gap coverage for the best and brightest bonus. When the legislature circumvented the collective bargaining process with a best and brightest bonus, it ended up negatively impacting folks that were not considered classroom teachers. Folks that were not classroom teachers could include anyone that's an occupational therapist, a physical therapist, guidance counselor, media specialist, speech pathologist. So folks that don't necessarily have a classroom for instruction but are still considered part of our instructional bargaining unit and have a positive impact on student learning. So that was another portion that we bargained last year and this year that will positively impact teachers. We've also bargained for additional planning time to be protected. So we do have planning time in the contract, 5 days at the beginning of the year, but we made sure that there was a limit on the amount of time that could be used for all different types of trainings. At some school sites, we had educators who were in trainings and most of the day or some kind of meeting. And then when it came to preparing for orientation where parents and students were coming in and planning lessons, they were doing it on their own time before or after the school day. We've also protected planning time between marking periods, which means that only 1.5 hours out of the 7.5 hour day can be used for trainings so that folks can reflect on the data of their students and their student interests and create more engaging lessons for them. So those are some of the main highlights, but there's other things in there that do address timelines that give the educators more timelines and feedback from the district when transferring into the district, becoming a Leon County School employee, and also about some, you know, basic civility type things. We wanted to make sure we reinforced that we're all in this together. Everyone deserves respect, students, parents, teachers, administrators alike. And so we made sure that we put some emphasis on that particular part of the contract as well.
So the bump up that's happening in May, in theory, there will be that $1,500 bump up plus performance pay. Is that right?
Yes. So it is retroactive to the beginning of the school year, which means that money will be spread out over the entire year next year. What traditionally happened was let's say that over a 10-month contract, there were only 5 months left, the district would pay out the entire amount over 5 months. So your salary increase seemed twice as much as it really was. And then it would be spread out over 10 coming back. When you couple that with increases to healthcare, it really created a false sense of salary, and we wanted to make sure that going into the summer for the work that people had already done, that they were paid in a timely manner, and that when they started the school year, they would see the salary increase spread out, but that they would receive it all at one time for right now. You know, the salary increase is what it is. We definitely fought for more, and we will continue to advocate for a career path for folks. There's nothing more important than making sure that we recruit and retain the best teachers possible. Leadership in the classroom, just like leadership at a school, is the most defining piece of student success. And we have, over the last 22 years as a state, kind of marginalized what happens in the classroom with some gimmicky things like best and brightest bonus and star programs and other things. So it's our goal that each year, or that for consecutive years, or maybe even for the 3-year contract when it's full book, that we put that career path out there so people understand that, you know, if they invest their time in our community, if they invest their time in our students, if they are, you know, at the top of their game in their instructional pedagogy, that, you know what, we're going to do right by them because they've done right by us. So everyone's on their own salary schedule. There's nothing in the contract that you can look at that says I'm a five-year veteran of teaching and this is my salary. When the district went to, and the state, through Senate Bill 736, said we needed to implement performance pay, if I taught 5 years and you taught 5 years and I had two highly effectives and you had two highly effectives, we could be making a different amount of money. Because although there is a state statute that says there must be performance pay, there's nothing that says that they have to put any money into performance pay. So they've created a system that they're not funding. So it's kind of like an unfunded mandate. And what it's created is, as a state, that, you know, we're about $10,000 behind the national average in teacher salary as a state. And when you're looking at Leon County schools, you know, the salary is ranked closer to 47th out of all the districts, and there's only 67 of them. So there's a lot of work to be done. We feel confident that this is a step in the right direction, and we look forward to continuing the bargaining process for next year, starting this April. Bargaining is year-round, and the way that it works is this, is, and there's kind of a misnomer to what bargaining is. Bargaining is where both sides get an opportunity to address the issues that they see. You know, there's certain things from the district that they see that we don't, and there's certain things that we see from the classroom that they don't. And it's an opportunity to sit down and talk about, you know, what it is that we see and how can we work together to solve the issues. So it is year-round because you're constantly reflecting on the practices and trying to improve them. The total bonus and salary is somewhere around $4.6 million. The bonus is a one-time piece. It's only about $300,000 for the gap coverage, and the rest of it would be salary adjustment. So on the surface, it sounds like a very significant, large amount of money. But when you look at the three previous years that educators were in the district, there was only $3 million put into salary. And it takes about $1.3 million to create a 1% salary increase. So folks were not getting even the cost of living adjustment for the past 3 years. And there were some exorbitant health insurance increases that took place then. So, like I said, we feel confident that this is a step in the right direction. But, you know, we want to make sure that as the priorities get put in place at the district level now, that at the top of that priority list is recruiting and retaining the best staff possible. We have ratification vote taking place at every single school site here in Leon County Schools. If individuals were not at a school site because they were maybe at a district office, we set individual ballots as a challenge ballot vote. So everybody gets to vote even if they're not a part of the union, because it is their contract. And right now, that contract is in jeopardy because of the arbitrary and capricious House Bill 7055 that says you have to have 50% membership in order to have a contract in a union. And we're working to make sure that contract stays in place here in Leon County. It would be very unlikely that something doesn't get ratified by instructional staff. And we know that we've done our job on educating everyone on why this is a good agreement. Not the best, but the good. And we're looking to do better next year. You know, when we think about what we want for our children in their schools, we have to really look at the way that the state prioritizes for our children and where they put their money. If you take a look at the school safety, it wasn't fully funded last year. So how much are we about school safety? If we look at performance pay and keeping the best teachers around because they do well and we want to reward them, but you don't provide any funding to reward them, what are we really trying to do that? Even a 10% increase of funding would only increase our state ranking by 6 states. Out of all of the all 50 states, so and being ranked 45th, we still have a long way to go. So you know, Words are nice, but actions speak louder than words.